Dr. Bernstein is a physician at Harvard Combined Orthopedic Residency Program down at Mass General, Brigham and Women's Hospital. Beth Israel, talk about some wonderful, the best healthcare in the world. Deaconess Medical Center, Boston Children's Hospital. But Dr. Bernstein, also a graduate of Bowdoin College, where I went to hockey camp with the late Sid Watson when I was younger. He holds a degree in a lot of other things, including entrepreneurship, innovation. And I think he wants to talk in general. He went to Hanover High School about healthcare and transformation. And, Doctor, thanks for joining us on Good Morning New Hampshire GMI Studios. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you, Jack.
What a background. You went to Hanover High School?
Yes, sir. Granite State, Live Free or Die, Hanover High School. Proud to be an alum of the high school up there.
Now, are you an orthopedic? What kind of doctor are you?
So I'm currently an orthopedic surgery resident down in Massachusetts, down at the Mass General and the Harvard Combined Program. Currently finishing up my training in a couple of years, and have been dedicated and passionate about transforming healthcare to deliver better outcomes to patients and try to, quote-unquote, fix our healthcare delivery system that's frankly broken.
Now, I don't know, maybe you're going to run for president someday, because some of these hot-button issues that you are talking about are wonderful, that you're an orthopedic doctor and you're looking at things like inflation, how it leaves less money for people to pay for routine sicknesses. I love the fact you're on, so I'm going to run into this a little bit. Well, there's so many different levels we could go, Dr. Bernstein, but I want to go 20,000 feet. One of the biggest things that bugs me is I think healthcare is a racket in terms of you look at the fact that it costs money. It's going up for patients, employers. I don't think doctors are very happy. Right. I don't think the providers are happy. No one seems to fix the problem. But with inflation, right, some people can't afford their healthcare. They can't afford prescription medications. What's going on, and why are you concerned about inflation here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it pours gasoline on the flames already. So our healthcare system is broken. That's well documented, as you noted. But one of the things that I and a colleague of mine, a neurology resident, Dr. Jonathan Crow, and Senator Marshall, really are passionate about is how inflation really drives even worse healthcare delivery. You know, people have a set of funds that they can spend on certain goods. And as the price of other goods like gasoline and housing and daily food goes up, that ability to take that money and reinvest it in your health and well-being is frankly being squeezed thinner and thinner every day.
Wow. Yeah,
you have
makes
a
sense.
Smaller ability to do that. That's a huge negative. And the big thing that's really, you know, one of the amazing things is people say, well, why don't we just do a Medicare for all system? Well, that just makes inflation worse because now you're just printing more money to pay for something. And we frankly can't even balance the budget as is. And so there's a huge concern out there. And inflation is really just driving the negative healthcare delivery recovery that we thought we were having as we got over COVID.
Now, you listened to Dr. David Bernstein with degrees, and he's a physician at Harvard, Combined Orthopedic Residency Program, Mass General, Brigham and Women's, Deaconess, Boston Children's Hospital, pretty much the who's who of Boston hospitals. One of the things you said, doctor, and I'm fascinated by this, I could not agree with you more, by the way, instead of more government, we should focus on cost transparency and allow doctors, something Nick Valis, our healthcare editor and former commissioner and provider here, says, allow doctors to focus on their work on patients. Can you elaborate on this?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think one of the things that's super important is in healthcare, and one of my mentors always said that it's a quote-unquote fact-free zone. We're very poor at determining how much something costs, the true cost of delivery, and we're very poor at outcomes. If you don't measure outcomes and you don't measure costs, how are you going to really deliver optimal care for patients and put patients back in the driver's seat with their physician making decisions that are best for them? We need to transform healthcare to better align incentives that optimize and reward delivering exceptional healthcare. And we've gotten away from that, and we need to try to re-engage all stakeholders to realign the ship and move it in the right direction.
Dr. Bernstein, this may be cathartic, so I'm almost a patient, and maybe you could help me out on this. You're not a regular
Absolutely.
Listener, maybe you are, but I want to get you back on. Corey, this is a great guest, so you're welcome here anytime, and we're on a network of News Talk stations, and we hear from all points of view. Democrats, Republicans, independents, I respect. But one of my pet peeves over the last few years as a talk show host, especially the last 3 years, Dr. Bernstein, and you're a doctor down in Boston's hospitals, and this drives me a little bonkers, so I'm going to condense it and keep my blood pressure down a little bit. I haven't heard anything from the CDC in 3 years about obesity, lose weight, build your immune system, get in better shape, mental health, anxiety, depression, teen suicide. All they seem to want to talk about is a booster or a mass debate. And I don't want to get into all that. I'm a believer. You do what you can to make yourself healthier. You want to get the shot. You want to get five shots. Do what you think is best for you. Take precaution. Be healthy. But we've neglected cancer, heart attack, strokes, fentanyl overdoses with young people. Do you know, doctor, in this state where you're from, you went to Hanover High School, doctor, that each year, including the last 3 years total, more people will die in this one year alone in New Hampshire, this 1 year alone from 2021 or at the end of 2022 from heart disease than they will from the virus. The virus is going to mutate and continue. Why is the CDC tone deaf on these other very serious illnesses and how America can get better? And they never talk about it, and they seem fixated on one thing.
Right.
And I don't want to believe these theories follow the money and control, but I got to believe at this point, is that what it's about? Why are they tone deaf on these other things?
Yeah, so I think that's a really good question. I think ultimately, as you said, we want to really refocus everybody around health and healthcare and well-being. Not healthcare, actually. We want to focus everybody on health and well-being. One of the things that I think was different this time around is we've never been a part of a pandemic of this proportion before. And I think, frankly, it caught a lot of people off guard. Now, there may be a lot of reasons behind that, but I think it kind of caught people off guard, and now we're trying to play catch-up. And the bad thing about it is we didn't have a plan in place for something like a pandemic to happen and continue to deliver the routine care that is needed by everybody. So one in five people, for example, or over one in five people, delayed the routine test. And you hinted at this. We need to be able to take care of something like a pandemic while also not making ourselves sicker by delaying the routine tests and the routine screening that can, frankly, prevent cancers. And we did a poor job at that. And I think moving forward, we need to re-engage again everybody, because this is, honestly, it may happen again. You know, these viruses are everywhere. And when the next pandemic, the next natural disaster, we need to be able to continue to deliver optimal health care to all Americans and do so in a way that's safe as well.
Dr. Bernstein, and before I let you go on, I'll say your credentials again. My worry, and I could go before a human jury and prove this case, I think, with Dr. Fauci or anyone from Washington. My worry is the mental health outcomes of what younger people, the anxiety, depression, teen suicide, the mental health cost and hurt from this and all the policies, not the virus, the policies, outweighs the physical damage from the virus. And then you look at neglected cancer screenings, heart screenings. I think we've made America sicker because of our handling of COVID. Do you agree?
I think we have in the long run. I think in the short term, I think that, again, we were catching up. But I think, frankly, I think you're onto something. You know, I'm very pro-vaccine. I'd recommend everyone go get their vaccine. You know, if you feel that masking is best for you, I would recommend masking for you as well. But I think ultimately you're right. We didn't take care of the other things, and now we are seeing the side effects and the mental health repercussions. And so we need to do a better job, and now we need to re-engage again the stakeholders in order to provide the services that frankly weren't able to be provided during the pandemic, and try to provide care to those people who need it, mental health care and screening, et cetera. So, you know, I think that's critically important as we get back to quote unquote normal life and learn to live with the virus.
Again, doctor, you listen to David Bernstein. He's a doctor, orthopedic doctor down at Harvard's Combined Orthopedic Residency Program and also at Mass General Brigham Women's, Beth Israel Deaconess, Boston Children's Hospital from Hanover, New Hampshire, originally a graduate of Bowdoin College. Wow, doctor, thanks for joining us. We'll get you again soon. Is there a website people can turn to for some of your work?
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm on LinkedIn. I need to create a more personal website, but certainly I've published in a number of places like The Hill, Fox News, et cetera. And so, you know, if you search my name, it's out there, and I'd love to be back with you, Jack.
Well, you know what? I also heard the other day, because I was at Winthrop Hall, I just remembered, when I would go to hockey camp at Bowdoin in your undergrad, I heard the president is stepping down next year, so that job's open for you if you're interested, but I think you may be on... I think you're a public policy bug. You need to keep speaking up in the medical community. I think you may be destined for bigger things. So thank you very much for joining us, Doctor.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.